The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Chanel, Trixie, and Tum Tum until 4. Those are our stage names. It's Barry, Joel, and Nick otherwise.
Trixie and Tum Tum.
Just because some of you, when you call, I don't know where the monikers come from. Which is, you just give me a straight name.
I love that you dropped the Tum Tum in there, though.
I got the Tum Tum in.
Slick. Yeah.
See?
That's a good callback.
All right, so Damon's been waiting the longest. He wants to talk Pat Beverly. Damon, what's up?
What's up, guys?
What's up, Damon? How's it going, man?
All right. I don't really want to talk Pat Beverly. I was the guy that called in last week ragging on Pat Beverly.
So
I was
you're the guy that has all the posters in the house of Pat Beverly.
Yeah. I was just calling to face the music, man. Y'all boy had a good day. the last time they played, I guess that was Sunday or something like that.
Yeah. When Harden was out? When Harden was out?
I saw a stat line. So I was just calling to eat my crow because he must have heard me. I was talking bad about him, and he responded.
Well, to be fair, Harden was out, so he got a few extra minutes. But, yeah, dude, I think you got to go easy on Bev, man.
I was just calling to eat my crow.
Very respectful of you. Yeah, that's great, and we appreciate that, Damon, because not a lot of guys would do that. But again, you know, I think that you did make some points on him, but when it got to the point of saying he doesn't belong in the NBA, that's where we kind of
drew the line. I'm glad that he called and he set the record straight. That's he balled out.
Because I remember saying something down the line. I remember this was a remote. You guys were at the Open,
the golf tournament, yeah.
And I forgot. He made me so angry. I forgot that I was blowing over the speakers on the remote.
Yeah,
I didn't say anything inappropriate though.
Drove off a few old ladies.
Said two seats for me.
Yeah, a couple old ladies were like, "Who is that young man?"
No, remember she turned over your shoulder and goes, "So what is this potty talk?"
Yeah, but that's when we were talking about.
That was something different. That's right. Yeah. I just felt like saying it was for Tom.
I know.
Okay, so Nick, we look out for you on those remotes. We let you know.
Yeah.
I usually ask, or you guys usually let me know. So,
all right, Troy, you've been holding longest. You want to talk about the Stros? What's up?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
Long time no talk, Troy.
Yes, sir. Hey, got to go to the game last night, and just asking your opinion. Seemed like Keuchel had a little swagger to him, a little attitude. Looked like he pitched, you know, he pitched a good game, but just like he had an attitude. And he was ready to be there.
Well, I'll tell you, Troy, when we talked to A.J. Hinch after the game, one of the things that came up was how much were you managing, you know, to the injury and so forth in spring training? And A.J. Hinch said about halfway through, it stopped being about rehab, and it started being about getting back to being that ace. Mm-hmm. And so that lets you know he's healthy. So if he's walking out there with a little bit of swagger, it's probably because he's not in pain and he's not hurting, and he knows what in his mind, what he's capable of.
Yes, sir.
And I'll say this too, Troy. The one thing that you should feel good about your team is he just raved about Brian McCann last night. And the kind of game he called and the fact that they were on the same page. And that goes back to at spring training when he was doing his rehab, he would go to a backfield where no one was around on an off day when the players normally have their families there and they go and hang out and they go to Disney, they go whatever they do. And Brian McCann and one of his young sons actually went out there and watched him throw the entire session. That tells you that this team is tight, that McCann is the signal caller you want behind the dish, and that they are on the same page. That showed, I thought, to me last night, too. I thought that's look, going forward, that's going to be a good sign.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As far as cover goes, I'll take my chances with Savage.
Oh, all right.
Boy, would you?
Look at you. You're a gambler.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
Anyway, it's good talking to you guys, man.
Thanks for the call, Troy.
See you, Troy.
Anytime I can hear Troy say the word swagger, I'm entertained.
Well, here's the problem. We're no longer going to hear him say his version of Assweiler.
I think Troy's drunk, though, picking Savage over Cutler. I really don't see how that's even why. Somebody texted and said, you know, brought up the point about, or maybe it was a tweet, I don't know, but they were talking about when Cutler did have a decent receiving core in Chicago, he did well.
Oh, my God, stop it. I'm not even, I mean, like I said, I saw him play more than most. Again, I saw him play, and I saw him over and over again. And look, you can't deny the arm strength. You can't deny, look, if you could somehow bottle when Jay Cutler was with the Broncos, that was when he was at his best. And you never thought that was going to be the case. You thought he was going to continually get better and mature and do all these things. And in Chicago, it just never happened. So, and you look at a guy like John Fox coming from Denver. You look at a guy like, you know, Brandon Marshall, who was with him in Denver when he was playing well, both those guys are like, mm-mm, it's just not there. They turned their back on him pretty quick.
His last year in Denver, he threw for over 4,500 yards, and he hasn't done that
That's
since.
What I'm saying.
But in 2014 in Chicago, he threw for 3,800.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
No.
I mean, it's not 4,500, but it's the second most, and that was, you know, three years ago with Chicago.
What was their record in 14?
I don't know. I got to look it up. Let's see.
It's interesting to see the correlation.
Chicago 2014?
Yeah.
They were 5-11.
There you go. So there's a team that's getting crushed and playing from behind, and he's got to sling it all around the ball field trying to get him back in the game.
It very well could be. He also led the league in interceptions that year at 18.
That's why he's third in Packers completion percentage.
Well, do you want me to pull up Savage's numbers and read those
to
you?
Look, I'm still with you on it. I'm supporting you. I said of the two, but I mean, I hate to say it in these terms, but I mean, look, whether you have herpes or gonorrhea, either one of them, you have a disease. So I don't know that you either pick is the right pick because you're still hurting.
Again, I'm all for I never hold the team at fault when you have limited availability in terms of quarterbacks that you can draft, sign, or whatever. And that might be the case here. I just looked at the Jay Cutler thing as a concern. Would I rather have Cutler over Savage? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sure.
There's no question. So,
all right. So, does this basically tell you that they have to spend their first round pick on a quarterback and or look to move up? Because it's really a bad draft for quarterbacks.
I've said all along, I don't like any of the quarterbacks in this draft to be a lock for a long-term franchise quarterback.
You're right.
And so I don't know if I would spend a first-round pick. If I could
even if one falls into your lap at 25?
If I could get any of the top five in the second round, I'd do that.
See, I agree with that. Well, we heard,
but I'm not spending my first-round pick on any of those guys.
We had Bill Polian on yesterday.
Yeah.
Bill Polian, Hall of Famer, general manager, expert on the draft and on talent, and I asked him flat out, you know, are any of the quarterbacks in the draft going to be starters in the NFL anytime soon? He said flat out no. So what does that tell you?
So I said, Bears fan here, please don't, Houston.
See? There you go. Even the Bears fans will tell you that.
Barry Warner's so old, when he was in school, there was no history class. That was Blake in the 313. Somebody said Barry Warner was so old when there was an emergency, he had to dial IXII.
All right, Ben, we see you. Rev, Roy, we see you. We're coming back to you. We continue to roll on. We're in the final hour of the show. If you want to be like those two guys and get in on it, 713-780-ESPN. You can hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5. Chasing bras like a lesbian. Pull it in,
cool out. I'm breaking up a history. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4. Official word has come out now. CBS is claiming Tony as their new number one team analyst, along with Jim Nantz. Nick, I don't know if maybe you can look it up. I'm just looking at tweets right now. I haven't seen that they've made any reference to what happens to Phil Simms in all of this. But there's the guy that's taken it more ways than one with all of this maneuvering today. But Romo did say, obviously, Houston was at the top of the list of teams, but he said the decision has everything to do with CBS. That means he's getting a lot of money.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah. Somebody said Barry Warner's so old, he thought Jurassic Park was a documentary. That was from Chris Sparks. Nick Collins said, herpes and gonorrhea aren't comparable. Like, I guess Nick is speaking from
I'm not a venereal experience. Disease expert, but I was just looking for two, which either one you get aren't going to be great for you.
Okay. But, yeah, they want you to know that.
And either one of the either one you got, you're going to get screwed.
What is the difference? I know, like, with herpes, it's just some
bumps.
Ask your
guy that's the expert. Ask Dr. Phil that you're talking to there.
What is the difference? Because I don't know the difference. I guess in gonorrhea and the clap, is that the same thing?
I was going to say, because that was one of the ones I was going to throw out instead of I was going to say the clap. I don't know.
I don't know.
Because herpes, there's one and two, right?
I know one of them hurts when you pee, and I think that's gonorrhea.
I do not know.
I think that's the one that it burns when you pee.
I do know there's a couple forms of herpes, just like
Your mouth sores, and then the other one down there.
It's all herpes, but yeah, one is
one's not an STD, the other is.
No, they're both STDs.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
they are not.
Absolutely,
uh-oh. That is absolutely false.
There's Simplex 1 and Simplex 2.
You guys gonna fight? You take your shirts off?
Look it up.
Yeah,
do it in the parking lot.
Give each other herpes. Did you not?
Oh, geez.
Did you not watch the Eddie Murphy show where he's like herpes Simplex 1? You've never seen that?
I have.
Yeah. Okay. But there's the lips and the trust me, it's the same herpes.
Lips are between
two
the hips.
Out of every three Americans have
herpes
2, which is not an STD. Look it up.
I'm gonna look this up, and if you're wrong,
I'm 110%.
If you're wrong, you have to get both herpes.
Whoa, you went 10% over.
Yeah.
If you're wrong, you have to get both herpes.
Here, I'll even look it up for you.
Okay.
Hey, Nick, in the meantime, can we take a couple calls?
All right.
Let's go, Reverend Roy. Reverend Roy wants to get on the quarterback conversation. What's up, Rev?
How y'all brothers doing?
All right, man. You?
Great, man. Listen, Cutler, man, is a decent quarterback. If y'all remember, Cutler, if I'm not mistaken, he has some type of disease. I want to say he takes insulin or something like that. And that's when his problems started happening in Chicago.
I thought his problem started happening in Chicago when he started throwing it to the team in the wrong color uniform.
No. He got a sickness, man, where he has to take insulin, if I'm not mistaken.
He does have type 1 diabetes, but I don't know if that's when his problem started.
He has to take insulin. They give him insulin shots and stuff like that out there on the field. So sometimes he do feel sick, if you know anything about them type of diseases and stuff. So, but to be honest with you, he's still better than all the quarterbacks we didn't have.
No question.
The Houston Texans organization has been messing up for the last 5-6 years. We have plenty of opportunities to draft great quarterbacks that's doing good things with that team, starting with David Carr. We should have got his brother.
Yeah.
But we didn't. We didn't. We chose to get some defensive player, whatever they chose to do with the pick, and not focus on a quarterback. We have to have a future quarterback. Any team that's doing anything or making any kind of noise in the NFL has a quarterback.
A franchise quarterback.
And we just don't have one. You know, we had the number one pick a couple of times and still didn't get a quarterback. So it just lets you know, man, a lot of people in Houston really tired of Houston coming up with the same excuse. This guy, Rick, he coming up with the same excuse on why we ain't drafting a quarterback. Wow, I mean, can you explain that? Because you got to have a quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
I mean, look, Rev, here's the deal. First and foremost, when you're talking about getting a quarterback, if you're not out there trying to make a trade and, you know, you already gave up a second just to get rid of your supposed franchise quarterback of a year ago, and, you know, if you're going to draft a quarterback, we've already highlighted here, it does. The numbers don't back it up. You're drafting a quarterback for the future, yes, but you're not going to have the answer for this year. So you still need a solution short term for this year. And that is, who, you know, who is that? That's what we're trying to figure out. Whether it's Cutler or Kaepernick or RG3, or you're going to try and make a trade for AJ McCarron, or you're going to try and make a trade for Garoppolo, or you're going to, you know, find somebody else that's got a backup. It's still a backup. A lot of them have potential, but potential can get people fired.
Another name that I thought was interesting, I was reading the article this morning from the one that Fred Fowler wrote on his HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. And another name he threw out that they could be trading for was Brett Hundley.
From Green Bay.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, too. But those are the things. He's like, the best options would be trading for McCarron, Garoppolo, or Hundley. But, yeah, and he mentioned, of course, all the ones that, that we've talked about, too, with Kaepernick and, and Jay Cutler. So, yeah, there's just you've either got to take a risk. You're going to take a risk either way. Like, you're going to take the risk of Jay Cutler being terrible. Mm-hmm. You're going to take a risk of Tom Savage getting hurt. Or you're going to take a risk on a young guy in the draft. Or you're going to take a risk going and get someone else's backup, hoping that they're more Matt Schaub than Ryan Mallett. This is all risks at this point.
Don't guarantee him a lot of money.
But every team has to take these risks, right? And they did last year. That's the thing. Sometimes this doesn't work out. And I don't want Texans fans like Reverend Roy to get it, to get things twisted. You're saying that they haven't done anything. They went out and got Matt Schaub to be the guy. And for a while, Matt Schaub was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was good. All right? He wasn't great, but he was good. And then they went out and at the demand of Bob McNair, who said, we will go get a quarterback, he put their backs to the wall, and Rick Smith went out and did the best thing that he could do at the time, which was go out and get Brock Osweiler. Now, you know, draft is a different thing. They could have drafted a quarterback, sure, but for what they thought and what they knew, they had a backup quarterback that was young that could have been the answer, and he wasn't. And now they got out from under that, and now it's time to start over. But I still think they could draft a quarterback in the second or third round this year, and at the same time, they could go out and get a Band-Aid like Jay Cutler to help get them through season, or they may actually have a chance in the playoffs. If that defense plays as good as it is, think about what this team could do with someone like Jay Cutler as opposed to Brock Osweiler.
As long as he's not expected to do too much. I mean, he's a guy that has NFL experience, so he can manage a game for you if that's what you, you know, so desire, because, you, as you state, and they've got some holes to fill. But look, their defense is expected to be, you know, good again. The other thing that has to factor into that call from the Rev is teams know that you're desperate now for this year. You need someone. So if it isn't just going out and getting one of those street free agents where you don't have to give up anything, the price just went up for McCarron. The price is going to go up even higher for Garoppolo. You know, Green Bay, I've watched Todd Hundley play. He was highly touted coming out of UCLA, but he's hardly played. And when he does, he just doesn't have a lot of experience. So you're going to struggle because, again, it's almost like playing a rookie. Yes, he's been in the system and gotten NFL reps and practices, but he doesn't have any game experience.
Robert and Tomball said maybe the Texans can sign Phil Sims.
That's what they said, you know, straight trade.
Yeah.
Ben wants to get in here talking about Savage and Cutler. What's up, Ben?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How's it going, Ben?
Well, y'all somewhat touched on it, but basically I had a two-part question for you. Both of them are relatively simple. So the first one that you kind of just touched on is, do you think Jay Cutler is good enough for the Texans to win a Super Bowl with?
Super Bowl, no. But I think they can make a deep run in the playoffs.
And no, exactly. But since he's not necessarily good enough, then what is the point of bringing him in for 1 year just to basically put ourselves in the exact same situation we're in right now next year? And with Tom Savage, you at least have the unknown. And if he's bad, then cool, you get a good draft pick in a draft that has a lot of good quarterbacks. But if he's good, then who knows? If he's good and healthy, then there's your quarterback. But if not, if you basically, I just look at Jay Cutler as a way to not get Bill O'Brien fired.
Ben, I think the problem is you lose the locker room if you don't try. And I think, I mean, if you just roll out Tom Savage and this locker room isn't behind Tom Savage and they don't think you're actively trying to give them a shot in the playoffs, you're going to have a lot of disgruntled guys going forward. You know what I mean? By going and getting Jay Cutler, you're at least saying, hey, guys, we're doing the best we can. We wanted to get Romo for you, and he retired. So we're going out and getting the next best thing, and let's all go out there and see how far we can get in these playoffs. Because I think they can win a game or two in the playoffs with Jay Cutler because of that defense. I'm not saying Jay Cutler is – who knows? Once you get there, that's all you really want. You just need to get to the playoffs.
Look what they've won a game with before at quarterback.
Yeah.
We're talking about T.J. Yates. Yeah. You know, we're talking about guys like that. So it's not like they haven't done it before. It's just that the expectations are a little higher in this town, especially with how high of a level the defense played last year. So that's why it becomes a bigger issue. And because you've waited so long, and because you're now in this situation, and the one guy, I think, whether you publicly said it or not, you had put most of your eggs in that basket, just walked away. You're kind of left holding the basket going, anybody want to jump in anytime soon?
As long as Brian Hoyer, Jay Cutler doesn't go Brian Hoyer and throw, you know, four or five picks in a row in the playoffs.
Manage the
yeah,
game.
I think they'll be all right. I mean, again, I'm not suggesting Super Bowl, but they could make a run. They could win a couple of games. They absolutely could.
Rod, Derek, don't go anywhere. We see you. We're just going to take care of some business. Get right back to the phones. You guys all want to talk about the Texans and or Jay Cutler, so we're going to get you in here next. We've got plenty more show to go, about 30-some minutes. So if you want to join Rod and Derek, come on in. 713-780-ESPN, where you can call and or you can text and or you can hit us up on Twitter. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5. I give in.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So Nick and Barry till 4. If I said Todd Hundley, the baseball player, I meant Brett Hundley because I've seen him play. He backs up Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't get on the field much.
I know what you meant.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
I think most people knew what you meant.
Well, one person didn't, and therefore we got the message, so we'll relay it. Derek, you want to talk about getting Phillip Rivers on this team. What's up, Derek?
Yeah, I just have one question. Why not? You know, he doesn't like where he moved to, and the team's already talking about going with a younger quarterback.
You know what? It depends on the price tag. But look, Phillip Rivers can still play the game. And they lost a lot of tight games that they blew down the stretch with turnovers. But it wasn't really Phillip Rivers' fault. Look, if you're looking for a veteran guy, and there's a lot of moving pieces on that. Now, Phil's a big California guy now. He's really, even the move going from San Diego to L.A. was something for him. But, you know, he was pretty adamant that he wants to stay in that area. He's got a big family. And then what the price tag would be for the Chargers. And if the Chargers are truly in a rebuild, you know, then maybe they would part ways. But mine all comes down to the price tag. Because, look, of the options that are out there, I'll take Phillip Rivers for a couple years on my team.
His contract over the next 3 years, he's on the books for three more years at $29 million.
Oh.
Or excuse me, $20 million is his cap number in 2017.
Okay.
21 in 2018 and 22 in 2019. So you would be paying, you know, at least $20 million for a 35-year-old Phillip Rivers this year. You'd be paying $21 million.
You four against it.
Now he did. I mean, he made a Pro Bowl last year. And he threw 33 touchdowns, but he also threw 21 interceptions, which is more than Jay Cutler's ever thrown. So you know, Rivers can hurt you as much as he can help you. He's put up 21 and 18 as far as interceptions, and 20 in a year before. So he's gonna have his share of mistakes.
I'll take him in a heartbeat over the other options right
but
now.
But I would, yeah, before I said I would take Jay Cutler, but. Yeah, I mean, when you look at it statistically and as far as what they've done, I think I'd have to change my mind and say, yeah, I would prefer Phillip Rivers. But it doesn't. I don't think that. I mean, who says that the Los Angeles Chargers are wanting to trade Phillip Rivers?
And that's my thing too. And even if they were, what do you got to give up? Because if you got to give up the farm to get him, I'm not sure that makes a whole lot of sense either. Because it's not like quarterback's the only need that this team has.
Yeah.
You know, we've highlighted that everybody's used the door to leave in free agency. No one's really coming back except for your punter, your kicker, and one of your tight ends. So you have holes to fill. I don't think that you want to be giving up draft picks and a whole bunch for an older quarterback. That's going to be a stopgap, right, for a couple of years.
Now, somebody said, what are your, and I'm really just asking because I want to know what your thoughts are on this, but. Somebody said, what about trading J.J. Watt in a first-rounder to the Redskins for Cousins? Would you do that?
I would not.
Why not?
Because I just don't see him. He has not won me over as a legit franchise quarterback.
Nick?
Starting to warm up to the idea of potentially trading J.J. Watt.
And by the way, that whole thing is Sean Salisbury's right? I mean, he was pushing.
Yeah, he was one of the first. Yeah, he was talking about it with Garoppolo, right?
If you think that's a great idea, then all credit to Sean Salisbury. He was one of the very first to start pushing that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I just want to make sure I'm not taking credit for that or anyone else. Go ahead.
No, or he'll come spit on your microphone.
I know, right?
And he's part of the reason why I kind of warmed up to the idea because, you know, even Trapp, when he was on the show, he was saying when J.J. Watt was out, a lot of people knew their place on defense. They did pretty good without him. Yeah, so it starts to...
Well, Granato had that. Granato and Salisbury, when they were talking about trading him, that was the question they asked. The same thing you said about Trapp. They were like, what was the year that, you know, they went 2-14? Did you have J.J. Watt? Yeah. The last 3 years that they've gone 9-7, have you had J.J. Watt? Yeah. Last year when you went 9-7, did you have J.J. Watt? No. So whether he's here or whether he's not, you can go 9-7, and hell, you can go 2-14 when you have him.
Well, and if you're going to have problems on the offensive side of the ball, or you're just going to be a game manager, is it better to have him and Clowney and really load up on defense and see what they can do to really be disruptive and destructive and do things? Or is it better to use him as part of a package to try and get someone that's going to be at least your short-term fill at quarterback?
Yeah, I think another question is, you know, the Texans were kind of described as a team as one or two pieces away. Are they still one or two pieces away with the exits of Dimps and Bouye? Because they were certainly a part of the depth.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that left.
So. Yeah, they were part of the depth, but they're still okay at corner. I mean, Joseph and Kareem Jackson, and don't forget, you've got Johnson coming back from an injury, who you just drafted in the first round a couple of years ago. So I think they're okay. I think the Texans probably think Johnson can replace Bouye and be as good at some point in his career. Maybe not this year, but at some point. And that was the thinking about letting him leave. But, you know, I'm of the opinion that are you better off with a – do you think – okay, let me ask you this. If the Texans had J.J. Watt, do they make it any further – do they beat the Patriots in the playoffs?
Mm-mm.
Do they look any better in the playoffs with J.J. Watt?
No, because their problems were off on the offensive side of the ball.
If the Texans had Kirk Cousins on that team, do they beat the Patriots in the playoffs?
I still say no.
I say it's a much better opportunity that they would have beat the Patriots with Kirk Cousins than with J.J. Watt playing
again,
in that game. Because they held their own. Let's face
first
it.
First half.
I mean, yeah. Well, first half and third
then
quarter.
Fuller drops that ball, that deep ball.
Absolutely. But they held their own against the Patriots with a game manager – well, below average game manager in Brock Osweiler. If Kirk Cousins is on that team, they did all that without J.J. Watt, but if they had a quarterback that knew what he was doing, I think they would have been much better off.
I think there were differences between the two teams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think at the end of the day it's the freaking Patriots.
Right.
But I'm just saying, you know, they have a much better shot, I think, with Cousins than J.J. Watt at this point.
TJ, do you agree with Barry? You say you've got a J.J. Watt trade scenario. Welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
How's it going, TJ?
Hey, what's good? Years ago, Andre Johnson was in the same scenario. He really wasn't part of the offense no more. And they could have traded him, but they didn't. And then when he left, they got nothing for him. If you're trying to simulate the Patriots, then go all out. JJ, if you think his time is up, move on with him. Yeah, he sells tickets, but this is a business, and championships cost. Look at the Denver Broncos. They got beat by the Seahawks. What they win? They would have paid the money. Got defensive players. The Broncos, and they won. You got the Giants. They went and paid their money for the defensive players. Man, it costs to win championships, man. That's the opportunity cost. To gain something, you got to give something up. So if you got to give them up, to get whoever you need to get to put you over that top, just do it. It's a business. People will get over it. He'll get over it. At the end of the day, it's a business, man. And I don't mind. They trade. But if you go get somebody for Philip Rivers, if you put him on the field last year with that team, their chances go up to be 80% the chance they can win the game. And I'll just hang up and get you guys to take over.
Appreciate it, TJ.
Yeah, I think the chances do go up, but I don't.
80%?
No. That's why I just said I think they do go up. But not
80%. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. But again, I don't know about going out and getting Phillip Rivers. I don't know. I mean, he's older. He's a little longer in the tooth. If you go out and get Kirk Cousins and he lives up to the expectations, I mean, he threw for almost 5,000 yards last year on the Redskins. On the Redskins, he threw for almost 5,000 yards. I mean, this dude is supposed to be an answer, a franchise quarterback. That's what the solution is here. They're trying, they're chasing
Barry,
that solution
point,
in drafts and everything else. You've got a guy who This is not a Brock Osweiler situation.
No, I agree with that. But don't you think there's a reason why the Redskins are still apprehensive of giving him a long-term deal? They've done two back-to-back franchise tags on this guy because they're just not sold that this guy is worth it for the future. Like, big money year after year after year after year. So now they've tagged him again, and they're trying to work something out one way or the other. But even then, they were talking about, well, maybe we can trade him, too, because now that we've tagged him, we can trade him as long as he signs it. So he signed it so that he could also be traded. I just think there's also something to be said to the school of thought of there's still people not sold on him being a franchise quarterback. Now, you're right. He had a good year last year. And I saw him play a couple of games where, look, he's got a good arm. He makes good throws. He's a better option than what you got.
He's had a good year the last two years.
Yeah, but I'm just not sure. I think there's something to the reason why the Redskins have not pulled the trigger on a long-term deal for this guy.
It might be they're cheap or they're strapped or they don't know.
But because Snyder throws money around like crazy.
Dude, his rating to the last few years, 101.6 and 97.2. He led the league in completion percentage in 2015. He's thrown for 41 and 4,900 yards, 29 and 25 touchdowns, and his interceptions were 11 and 12. That's the last 2 years. That's a guy who has gone out there and proven it 2 years in a row. That's a guy you take a gamble on at this point and say, we'll gamble and bet that that guy could be a franchise quarterback for the next 10 years. All of that, and he is 28 years old.
So you're giving up JJ for him?
I absolutely would do that.
Okay.
I would absolutely do that.
All right, well, we got one segment to go before we wrap up the show. We're going to turn it over to Fred and AJ at 4 o'clock. But until we do that, we still have room on the phone boards if you want to get in. Please feel free to join us. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Last segment before we turn it over to the Blitz, Barry, Joel, Nick, all in studio, as we will be the rest of the week, which is good for us to kind of settle back in because we have been quite the road show recently. Before we get back to wrapping this whole thing up, we do have a story we want to get to, too, that's kind of amazing.
Hey, real quick, I just wanted to read this. I was looking up why, because, you know, I never really looked into why they couldn't get a deal done with Kirk Cousins. They've had to franchise him the last 2 years, franchise tag him. And basically from what I was reading in this article by Diane Cheesebro, I hope that's her real name, or maybe it's Chesterbro, I don't know. But it says basically they've lowballed him the last couple of years, and they've hit him with low ball deals that he didn't want to sign, so they've had to franchise tag him because he wouldn't agree to their terms. And he's basically said he won't sign a long-term deal until they get rid of the president, Bruce Allen. So he's basically saying, no, either it's me or him.
Sounds like a divorce is imminent.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, if he won't and they're going to keep paying franchise money, there's not much you can do about it. But at the same time, I think the perception of, well, they won't sign him because they don't trust him may not be accurate. I don't know, but based on this, they've been lowballing him. So who knows?
Okay.
I just wanted to say, because I've never looked into why.
People close to the situation, too, that have said, look, they were willing to give him, you know, 15, 17, I mean, good money, but it wasn't what he was looking for because they weren't sold that, you know. And again, for lack of a better example, but you don't want to get into a Brock situation,
right?
Although he's performed a lot better than Brock, when you're going to go, you know, 3, 5, 7 years down the line, guaranteeing him at, you know, $20 million or in that neighborhood. So we don't know the exact details, but look, there's a guy that you could throw onto the list because the minute that both sides were waiting for him to sign that franchise tag was because the Niners were already supposedly interested in trying to trade for him because a guy like Kyle Shanahan thought, hey, here's a guy that I could work with.
Yeah.
So there's something to be said. And again, it's better than what you got right now. It just depends on what you have to get up. So as we get ready to wrap things up, too, they did have the announcement with Tony Romo. CBS did have a press conference with Tony Romo. Just so you know, from the Phil Simms perspective, they got in contact with his agent, who said he has not been fired. He has multiple years left on his deal with CBS. The agent has had discussions with CBS. In regards to the future, they decided to table it. regroup in the next month or so and figure out what Phil Sims' role will be with the network going forward. So he has not been fired to take care of that bit of business. And for all of you that care because you just like torturing yourself, now that it's not going to happen, Tony Romo basically said during the press conference, I'm excited about being brought in broadcasting, but the Texans were looked at the top of the list of teams I looked at, and he had a lot of respect for Bill O'Brien. So he's intrigued by broadcasting, but if there was a choice to be made, sounded like he was leaning the Texans way.
Huh.
So there you have that.
Okay.
He said Bill O'Brien is a very good coach. He keeps them playing hard, very disciplined football team. And in a nutshell, Aaron Wilson writes, the Texans were his top choice.
Jerry Jones screwed everybody.
And there you have that.
Way to go, Jerry.
So,
all right.
Clarence, you want to get in here before we wrap it up? What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Nothing much. I say the Texans actually should look at Kaepernick since no one is really beating down the door to get to him. And you don't have to pay much for him. You can sign in 1 year, see how it works out in preseason, and go from there. Because Jay Cutler, he's been proven to be erratic and injury prone at best. And no one's really out there. So if no one's beating down Kaepernick's door, then why not just take a chance on him? I mean, you really have nothing to lose if you just go ahead and sign into a 1 year deal. Don't have to give up much money. Don't have to trade nothing for him. I mean, best case scenario, he might actually do good and actually do something with the team.
But, Clarence, why do you think no one's beating down his door?
I mean, we all know why.
Then why would you want him?
I mean, do you want to – hold up. Do you want a person who can help you win? A person who's going to go ahead and give you headlines? I mean, if he helps you win, then I guarantee you everyone's going to forget about what happened last year.
Do you know how many games he helped the 49ers win last year?
Okay, one. Now come on. The 49ers were just bad all around.
He went 1-10. He went 1-10. Do you know how many games he helped them win the year before? Two. He went 2-6. He went 2-6 in 2015. He was 8-8 in 2014. Like the one year that everyone's hanging their hat on how good Colin Kaepernick is 2013. He went 12-4.
I'm not saying
he's not doing that again.
Not saying that he's that good. Not saying that he's that good, but it's worth a shot than what else is out there.
Cutler. I would rather have Jay Cutler every day of the week than Colin Kaepernick from a skills perspective. I mean, and I respect the hell out of what Kaepernick does as far as taking his stands for social justice. I get that and I respect it, but it doesn't make him a good quarterback on the field.
I'm not saying a good quarterback, Clarence, on the field, but money-wise, it makes sense.
But it's got to make sense on the football field as well, Clarence. You've got to have a guy that your locker room believes in, that your coaching staff believes in, that at worst case scenario, can be a game manager just so your defense can do what they need to do to keep you in games so at least you can win the division, so at least you can, you know, make the playoffs again, so maybe you can win another first-round game. But you've got to have a guy that can at least do that. He had a tired arm for the first half of the season and didn't play, and then to Barry's point, when he did play, he was 1-10. Those aren't good numbers.
I mean, that's why I just say bring him in preseason and see what you got. I'm just saying at least try doing something is better than doing nothing. At least try to do something instead of just sticking your guns with Tom Savage.
I'm with you on that.
Fair point, Clarence. The thing is he's got to be willing to take peanuts and come in on a non-guaranteed if you think you can have him in training camp and cut him. And I still think someone's willing to give him at least something to where he and his agent aren't going to settle for that, at least not yet.
Well,
before we wrap up the show, and I just retweeted it so you guys can see it, but an incredible video that I sent to you guys this morning, a high school kid with no arms raining jumpers.
Dude, he showed me the video before the show. It was amazing.
How do you rain jumpers with no arms?
So he has from his rotator cuff to basically to his elbow.
Okay.
On
well, that's an arm, right? He's got half an arm.
Okay. Well, yeah. He's gripping it by
he uses
his chin to center it and kind of gets it in the crotch of his armpit and that bit of arm he has.
Uh-huh.
And he's nailing threes. I've showed you this.
So he's got an R, not an arm. He's got a half a R. That's crazy, dude. That's legit.
and drops bombs.
Yeah.
Even a game winner at one point, I think.
Well, here's the second one. Yeah, you can see the clock running down.
Dude, that's
down.
Nuts. They pass him the ball, and he's catching passes with no arms.
Yeah, he uses his chin to kind of trap it with what he does have, and he drops two threes.
I bet he has less turnovers than Harden, and Harden has two functional arms.
That's not nice.
I bet it's true.
I bet he wins the MVP. that's another topic for another day. But the other thing is, too, it's Barstool
Most
Sports.
Valuable prosthetic.
So, you know, they're going to take some shots at him. But they basically said on defense, because you can hear in the video if you turn the audio up, that kids are yelling, block him, block him.
You're going to be the a-hole.
It's a no-win conversation, because if you block him, you're the a-hole that blocked the guy with no arm shot. And then when he drops a bomb in your grill and gives you the dirty stare on the way back down court, you're the guy that got lit up by the guy with no arm.
It's like fighting a girl. There's no, like, if a girl wanted to fight you and punches you in the face first, you've already lost no matter what your next move is. Like, it's the same thing. It's just like.
And then it's funny because there's a huskier white guy that's trying to guard him at one point.
Uh-huh.
And the author of the article says, so, fat white kid who's already a basketball outcast is thinking to himself, I am so, no matter what happens here, I'm done. So, but I mean, just the video itself, pretty remarkable.
Good for him, because I tell you what, if that was me, I would be a wreck. I would never have the courage to go out and do what that kid did. There's no way. Good for him.
Yeah, without question. So check it out. I retweeted it at Pac-Man Joel with a K. So that does it for another show. A good Tuesday in the books. We are wrapping it up, but we will be here again, same bat time, same bat channel. Tomorrow, that's 1 to 4 every weekday, Monday through Friday, right here on ESPN. For Nick, for Barry, it's Joel signing off. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.